Mistral's 3 billion euros bet on sovereign open-weight AI. Mistral's 3 billion euro raise is the largest number in Tuesday's Hacker News lineup by a significant margin, and the announcement framing is doing real work. The company is not simply calling it a funding round, it is describing the capital as a mandate to build sovereign open-weight AI to frontier. Each word carries weight. Sovereign is the political claim that European nations, enterprises, and institutions should not have to route AI workloads through American hyperscalers or Chinese platforms. Openweight signals that model weights will be published and downloadable, a genuine differentiator from OpenAI's GPT-4 or Anthropic's Claude family. Frontier is the ambitious part, a commitment that open models will compete with closed ones on capability benchmarks. The Hacker News thread, which drew 363 comments, the most engaged discussion of the day, reflected genuinely mixed sentiment. A significant contingent celebrated open-weight releases as a meaningful counterweight to the trend toward proprietary frontier models, noting that when Mistral publishes a strong model, it immediately becomes the cost-efficiency baseline that proprietary providers must beat. But healthy skepticism surfaced around whether Sovereign holds up under scrutiny of the actual compute supply chain. Mistral trains on NVIDIA GPUs, routes through cloud providers, and operates within infrastructure that remains substantially American-controlled. True sovereignty in this domain, commenters argued, would require European-designed chips, European-scale data centers, and European networking infrastructure. A decade-long project, not a funding round. The business logic for the capital raise is nonetheless legible. Compute is expensive, talent is expensive, and building model training infrastructure capable of competing with hyperscalers requires capital at a scale historically unavailable to European startups. Open-weight models have already demonstrably changed industry dynamics, and enterprises in regulated sectors, financial services, healthcare, government, are attracted precisely because they can run Mistral's models entirely within their own infrastructure perimeters without data crossing external boundaries. A GitHub project called Trading Agents, which scored 62 points, illustrated one destination for that capital. The framework deploys multiple LLM agents in coordinated financial trading workflows, combining fundamental analysis, technical analysis, sentiment reading, and risk management into a single system. Dan Liu's empirical piece on how well agents actually use test and verification techniques, 99 points, 27 comments, added needed realism. Agents were found to be inconsistent about running tests before declaring tasks complete, prone to abandoning verification when initial attempts failed, and sometimes treating passing a test as a terminal goal rather than a diagnostic. Enterprise financial services is among the highest value, highest stakes deployment environments for AI, and open-weight models are attractive there for the same auditability reasons. Signal. In a financial trading context, that failure mode is precisely the one most likely to be catastrophic.